so much stuff I want to get to this afternoon. I want to talk about Crowder's Instagram Live yesterday. I want to talk about the Stanley Cup at Funky Buddha Tap Room a couple nights ago. Dr. Chuck went. And KC, you know, one of the owners of Funky Buddha, because it was Rosh Hashanah that night, KC and his family ate matzo balls out of the Stanley Cup.
That's so cool.
Was delightful. So that was cool. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. They had a little visit from the Stanley Cup. It was on Wednesday night.
I said it yesterday, man. Like, that's, I wanna hold up the Stanley Cup. That's, yeah, something. Like, I don't get caught up in fandom stuff, but I would love to hold up the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Leading the Sabres.
Dale.
305 right now, though. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome, and it's National Vodka Day, so you know I'm pounding screwdrivers tonight, boys.
Yes, sir. He already started. We've been watching him on the video feed.
Jimmy, a screwdriver, man. I like it, Jimmy.
Pounding screwdrivers. That's a drink from the past, man. So Crowder did a Instagram Live yesterday to unveil. I'm guessing I didn't get to see all of it. I saw a little bit of the beginning. It was to unveil the new blends, correct?
Yes. Well, one of them, not your average. I teased the other one.
Gotcha. So how did it go? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. Well, I don't really know what's going on because it's like right now. And so like, it's called Instagram Live. But right. Like,
I mean, you just, but the moment that you hit like on or broadcast, you pretend that a radio show is starting, like we're live. So you would start your show, whatever you planned, you start your show.
And I plan it and I start it. And hey, big announcement, nacho average, you know, taco seasoning coming out, the second blend of Crowder powder, man, y'all go on, had like a nacho average package to, you know, to sell $30-something worth of crap for $20, like I, whole thing. And then, Hey, y'all. Hey, fellas.
Well, did you sell a bunch?
We sold a whole bunch. We flowed a fleet of them.
All right. There you go. And if you didn't get it last night, crowderpowder.com, you can get it today still.
But then people talk trash and then people say nasty things to you in the little words under the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. Because then they ask, how'd you meet your wife? Oh, she fine. Man, I don't give a damn what you think about my wife. Disrespectful people on this IG Live.
Yeah, that's true.
I like Shannon Sharp's IG Live better than yours, to be fair.
Yeah, but he didn't know he was live.
my live would be longer than his live. Come on, Shay.
Solana's dad, Eduardo, jumped onto your Instagram Live yesterday to troll you in the text comments. He just kept writing hurricane. Canes, go Canes.
I see. It's crazy to, in live time, see comments. Because I'm not a comment dude. Y'all know I don't go in the comments and read stuff. But to look at the bottom of the screen, and then at one point, Asia was like, just respond to people. And I'm like, who? The people talking crap? You got to meet.
You're not going to like what I respond.
Yeah, you got to meet me at Walmart with those comments.
How about this? Speaking of announcements, I don't know if you saw this or talked about it yesterday. I wasn't here. Solana, the FIU Panthers, his alma mater, has announced Alejandro Solana as their men's soccer television analyst for ESPN3 broadcasts. That's a big deal.
Hey, big man.
One day, it ain't going to be Pitbull Stadium. It's going to be Solana Stadium.
Yeah.
That's big time, Solana. He downplayed it yesterday too, Hawk. That's cool, man. Congratulations.
That's a big deal.
They must not have been listening to our Olympic soccer preview on the show a couple months ago.
So that was, I didn't want to bring it up because you're very sensitive about it, but that was the first thought that popped through my head. And the old Mark Hochman would have written that on Twitter instead of congratulations, go get them. But yeah, the first thought I had was if they had heard Solana get exposed about soccer the other day just a few weeks ago during the Olympics on this show, maybe they would have rethought.
Well, I wasn't exposed. I exposed you, but I digress.
Oh, here he goes.
Yes, you exposed me with the hot take that a win is better than a loss.
Got him.
No, but that's very cool. Congratulations. That is cool. So FIU men's soccer, when it's on ESPN3, Alejandro Solana will be the analyst. Very cool. Very cool.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. You guys saw the Vice jerseys FIU dropped yesterday?
I did. I did. I'm into them.
I'll take them if you give me a free one. Give me some free stuff, Solana.
Yeah, now that you're attached to the organization, why don't you get us some free stuff?
All right. I'll put in a word to Coach Mac, see how that goes.
Jimmy, can you get us any St. Thomas stuff?
I mean, I would have to go to a game, but I'm always here, so that's difficult.
Oh, interesting. All right.
I'll try if I go to a game.
Yeah. What do they have? Some sort of like they have a gift shop or something? They obviously don't have a student union at St. Thomas or a bookstore, do they? Where they have just a fold-out table with some stuff, almost like a garage sale, no?
Do they? They do have a student union and they do have a bookstore.
Stop it.
Yes, they do.
All right, I want to set up a broadcast one day. We do the show, but Jimmy is set up at the St. Thomas bookstore in the student union.
What do they need, ISDN? Oh, come on, man.
All you need is a computer and a microphone now.
ISDN.
They got like a breezeway. They got like a student union, a little breezeway there, you know, different clubs, set up a shop and stuff.
Well, they have a Starbucks now.
They do? All right, I want to put you right outside the Starbucks. In the student union.
Jumbo.
Let you do the show there. Anyway, lots going on. And we've got our Smoke on the Water in Weston event, Whiskey Stars and Cigars. It's next Wednesday. Remember, this was postponed a couple of weeks, but next Wednesday it is Whiskey Stars and Cigars with everyone here at 560 QAM. It's presented by Sawgrass, Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. So you come out next Wednesday. You can enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series, a nice Drew Estate cigar, or a Swisher Sweet, if you're so inclined.
No.
And a little sports talk and chit-chat and jibber-jabber with the 560 staff. If you want to talk about the movie Step Brothers, I'm your guy. You want to talk about Dolphins offensive line woes, talk to Crowder, Leroy, Joe. You want to talk about the movie Fletch, I'm your guy. You want to talk about the Heat, talk to Solana. I'm just trying to like I do with my kid, you know, when he was little with puzzles. You want to play puzzles? Go ask mom. I can't do that. Now I'm telling you, listeners, next Wednesday night, you want to talk some sort of sports? I'm not doing that. So, you know, you want to talk movies? Come find me. You want to talk Heat? It'll be the night after the Panthers opener. You want to talk hockey? I don't know. Go talk to Crowder. Don't talk to me. Because I'll talk movies, McRib, Shamrock Shakes. I'm in, you know, talk to me for potato cakes at Arby's. But anyway, I'll see you next Wednesday night at Whiskey Stars and Cigars. And again, it's brought to you. By the way, to enjoy all that stuff, you must be over 21. Please drink responsibly. But again, it's brought to you by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall and official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE.
What's a liquor sample? And is there a limit on them? Because now it's just a free drink.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What did I read there? Enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series.
And it's delicious. I have the Bonded Series because, you know, I do
it's
Jack
whiskey,
Daniel's.
I'm guessing?
Yeah, I've been to Lynchburg, Tennessee. Like, I love Jack Daniel's, but as they say sample, can I just get in the line over and over and over again? Because now I'm good.
I don't know. Okay. It's a good question.
Well, find me in the Jack Daniel's Bonded line if you want to talk Panthers.
And I'll be over by the Swisher Sweets if you want to talk Step Brothers.
There's no damn Swisher Sweets.
Listen, I've got a table, and I'm going to be smoking Swisher Sweets. And I'm going to have one of those signs up. Change my mind.
I told What's you that? I have a cigar for you. I have a friend coming from Padron that's bringing you one of the best cigars in the world.
Does it start with Swisher and end with Sweet?
Doesn't start with, it starts with Bad and ends up with Drone. Padron.
We also have today the final pair of tickets for the Marley Brothers. They're going to be at Bayfront Park tomorrow night.
We do not.
That has been canceled. We just found out. Word has been handed to us. That's canceled.
The Swisher Sweet take.
What happened? You gave him to your guma?
He gave him. One of them dudes stuck in the cabin with him wanted to go. No problem, big man. No problem. Got a big appetite over there, don't you?
All right. Well, we don't have those.
Yeah. In other news, Khalil Ware is on the first flight back to South Florida. He'll be at the Marley Brothers concert tomorrow night. No, those ticket giveaways were only Monday through Thursday, Hawks. So.
I got you. I missed yesterday. I thought today was Thursday. That's on me. My bad.
All good.
Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Wasn't that funny, Jimmy? I mean, he's crying of tears over here. Wasn't that funny?
Jimmy.
You're right. It was hilarious.
Yeah, Jimmy. Jimmy's going to be with me at the Swisher Sweet table.
Jimmy, you get you smoke cigars, Jimmy?
We'll see.
Is everything a question mark?
That's a great non-response. I just wonder what goes through his head. Because you could tell the moment you asked that he didn't want to give an answer. You know what I mean? Like you saw it, he was like, should I give an answer? But he does that with everything. He doesn't want to play a side. So he gave you a we'll see, which is good enough for me. I'll be there Wednesday night. I can't wait to find out.
That's a tease.
That's a radio tease.
The Dolphins do play the Patriots on Sunday at 1 p.m. As of right now, we'll get the final injury report from the Dolphins coming up probably in the next hour or so. But I did see Raheem Mostert looks like he's going to play. We know OBJ practiced the last 2 days. Tron Armstead cleared from concussion protocol. He practiced as well. So outside of Tua, obviously, you still have to miss this game and one more. Seems like the Dolphins are getting healthier for this game Sunday.
That's good news.
Nope.
I've come around on it. The Tron Armstead news sent me over this morning. I was like, you know what? They're winning Sunday. I'm going to bet them on Sunday.
Huck, the thought would be optimistic, honestly, thought would be that they get healthy and they can make a run. Because the start of this season
was ridiculous. But I just think they're going to beat New England on Sunday.
The start of this season wasn't what we thought it was.
You're knocking down screwdrivers with Jimmy, are you? I mean, what the hell are you talking about?
You know it, brother.
Hey, when Tua comes back, this is the offense we thought was going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Come on now.
We debated that yesterday, though, Hawk. Like, is it silly to just assume that this week Mike McDaniel will find a way to have the offense producing?
Well, I just think he has more weapons this week. Teron Armstead being a big part of it. You know, I feel like Odell Beckham is a better option at three than anything we've seen. And if Raheem Mostert is back, then you can actually, you know, establish a run game. Let Devon Achane do what he's good at. So I think he's just going to have the weaponry to do it. And New England's not a good team. They can't score, and the Dolphins have a good defense.
My only question would be, to your point, you have more weapons, but can Snoop Huntley get through those progressions?
Well, you don't need to get through a ton of progressions against New England is my thought. And and yes, he can if Teron Armstead is protecting him.
Yep, gives him time.
No, I'm with you, man. Like, Teron Armstead, once the Dolphins have two illegal shifts on first and second down – now he'll protect Tyler Huntley on a second and 25. I'm with you there, man.
I would take the under on illegal shifts. on Sunday. That's out of their system. That ain't going to happen again. I take the under on illegal shifts.
I don't know. What's he call it? A trend? Come on, man. Is Julian Hill playing? His ass about to do something wrong. Can't get right. Can't get right, Hill. He going to do something wrong.
Couple other things happening this weekend. The Hurricanes obviously at Cal tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. Listen to our pregame coverage here on WQAM. I believe it starts at 6:30 tomorrow.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Thank you. That'll take you up until kickoff at 10:30, and then listen to Josie and DBJ. FSU plays Clemson tomorrow at 7, and UF plays UCF 7:45.
I'm going to get a pick from Lee Sterling in the next segment on that UF-UCF game. UCF, a favorite in Gainesville.
I just had a cop at the gas station talking trash to me about UCF, and I couldn't even talk trash back.
You can't.
Man, come on, Napier. You're cutting my good things off. I can't talk trash to a UCF graduate right now.
Who's your quarterback, by the way? Is it Lagway, or did they go back to what's his face?
We don't know. We're doing the rotation thing.
No.
Yeah, that always works.
Series, hot hand, all this crap, hot hand. Yeah. Call hot plays, Napier. Hot hand.
The Panthers play their final preseason game tomorrow. They play the Kings. That game is in Quebec City at 7 p.m. Don't forget, the Panthers have their ring ceremony Monday. That begins at 6:30. And then Tuesday, you guys will be out at the arena, Amerant Bank Arena.
Yeah, we'll do the show live out there. It'll be fun.
For Banner Night versus the Boston Bruins. Inter Miami, they play at Toronto tomorrow. That's a 4 p.m. game. You can listen to that game on our HD station tomorrow. It's their second-to-last regular season game.
I think it's 96.5 HD2, correct?
You're right. Thank you. Yeah, yep. 96.5 FM HD2. I know they clinched the supporter shield, so they have home field advantage throughout the entire postseason. These games still matter, kind of, because Inter Miami can actually break the all-time MLS record for points if they win out. We'll see how they decide to play it. And then the ALDS and NLDS begins tomorrow. Guardians-Tigers at 108. Phillies-Mets at 408. Yankees-Royals 638. And Dodgers-Padres 838. You guys saw yesterday Pete Alonso save the day for the New York Mets.
Yeah. Amazing. What a highlight.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
You know his nickname, Crowder?
Big Peter?
Jimmy's favorite category on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
The polar bear.
The polar bear?
Yeah.
Because he's white?
I don't know. I don't know what the... Why is Pete Alonso called the polar bear?
Yeah, he's a big, fat, white guy.
Is that why?
Yeah.
He's not fat.
He's not fat, but he's big and he's thick.
Like he's the pitcher that belt broke when he threw the fastball. Like Pete Alonso's an in shape dude.
Nah, he's thick, man.
Says they call him the polar bear. No one knows exactly why, but a former teammate decided a few years back that Pete Alonso resembled a polar bear, and the moniker inexplicably stuck.
He's a big old dude now.
Happens to be a great nickname.
We used to call Vernon Carey the polar bear.
Did you?
No, he's black.
Because he's not even like. Well, it's kind of like calling a fat guy slim.
That'd have been a fight.
That would have been funny.
Hell, you say to me, huh? Vernon, I'm just playing, bro.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Again, it's been raining in South Florida, so stay dry if it is. That is your weather.
All right, Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment. Give us some winners for the weekend. Hopefully, don't go anywhere because no one will win Marley tickets.
Crazy things happen in life, like Hawk giving away nothing that we have.
Let's give away. You want to give away a pair of these? You want to not give away a pair of these tickets here? Or you want to wait till later to not give away a pair of these Marley Brothers tickets?
Let's not give them away later.
All right, we'll not give them away later.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Final meal ever? I think I'm getting a double cheeseburger, ketchup and onions from Wendy's.
I'm going to kick you in your leg.
Hawk and Crowder.
Lee Sterling is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper, and you can check out his website. It's ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. We're running late. Lee has places to go, so you ready to jump right into it, Lee?
I am. Let's see if we can have a better week than 2 weeks ago.
All right. Yeah, we weren't on last week because we had the Canes game on Friday night, so we had the pregame show starting, so we'll improve on 2 weeks ago. Speaking of the Canes, they are 10.5-point favorites at Cal tomorrow night, late night.
So I've been telling people all along, if we face a real top-tier team, we're talking about with an explosive offense like Texas, Ohio State, we might be in trouble. Did not see us getting torched for 34 points. But even though we're a little vulnerable on defense, I think things will get better. We lost a slew of guys during the game that got nicked up, cramped up. Reuben Bain will be back for this game. Now, it is a six-hour flight. The game starts at 10:30. It's ACC after dark. But Cal doesn't have a whole lot of explosive players. 88 in explosive plays. Only 16 plays of more than 20 yards. Miami, number two in the country. 107 plays of 10 yards or longer. And number one in the country, 45 plays of more than 20 yards here. Cam Ward has played. This defense, when he's at Washington State, scored 39, and Damian Martinez led Oregon State to 52. I think Miami pulls away late, 45-28.
All right, I'll take it. What about Crowder's Florida Gators? He's very, very sensitive about the the line this week.
Dogs at home, Lee.
The Gators are 2-point underdogs at home hosting UCF.
I think they would have been better served if Central Florida had a big win last week against Colorado. Love playing teams off their worst performance. No one had run on them, but Colorado did everything against them. They turned the ball over four times. I think KJ Jefferson, dual threat quarterback, he always has one game a year. You remember, this might be it. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. I think Central Florida, though, probably the right side here, 35-31.
Sorry to break it to you, Crowder, but
you think
Florida pulls it off, Crowder?
No, because that like Florida, it's not the same. That swamp advantage and all that stuff. I've heard and we've talked to people, even UM guys that were up there. Like I've talked to a number of people and they were like, the swamp isn't rattling and rolling anymore when the game starts. Like the fans are scared as I am. Hell.
Well, you're not winning. They're just hanging around, just showing up.
Yeah, and I don't care what stadium it is. When the team's no good, it's hard to. Yeah. Let's get
30,000 Miami fans when they're not winning.
One of our ACC matchups here, Lee. This is a good one. FSU and Clemson. It's a good one in name. Yep. I'm not certain it's actually a good one because I don't think Clemson's as good as their. Although they're ranked 15, but. And FSU is certainly terrible. FSU is a 14.5-point dog at home hosting Clemson.
Right now, I believe Clemson's playing best football in the ACC, and then it's maybe Miami and Pitt. Their quarterback, Cade Klubnik, the last three games has been on fire against App State, North Carolina State, and Stanford. Two receivers are emerging. Got a freshman, Bryant Wesco, and also Antonio Williams playing at a high level. Moffa, the running back, is a load 6'1", about 235. And I think Florida State's only chance with DJ not playing here with a broken finger, they're going to try to shorten the game with Brock Lynn. But if you watched him in the bowl game, this kid is just not ready at all. I think Clemson's the right side here, 42-14.
All right. And then finally, the Dolphins. They are 1-point dogs on the road Sunday, taking on the New England Patriots.
When I heard they had picked up Huntley, I thought they said Brett Hundley. So I was momentarily excited because they both actually played for Baltimore, a little bit bigger. I thought a better passer, but I mean, the kid's trying. It's just not working. The passing was mostly horizontal, which made it pretty predictable for the Titans defense. Patriots, they don't have much going for them on offense here. I'm hearing some things that maybe they could be switching quarterbacks at some time this week or next week. So we'll see if that happens. But neither team has won since week one here. New England was competitive in one of their losses. The Dolphins haven't been other than that. New England 16-13.
Ooh, 16-13. Because the over-under is 36, and it's such a low total. Yeah, but it's hard to believe it would go over. Yeah, Lee Sterling. Website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Always appreciate your time, Lee.
Okay, guys. Take care. Be safe.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Give it to me, baby.
Hawk and Crowder.
Give you 15 minutes of game day uncensored here so you can hear Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana, Omar Kelly, Adam Beasley, Sunday starting at 9 a.m. this week, leading up to the kickoff, which is 1 p.m. against New England. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So we talked about this last week. USA Today does, you know, their tiers of teams, the power rankings, but they don't just rank them 1, 2, 3. They have them in tiers. And I just want to talk about the absolute bottom tier in USA Today. It's called Forget About It. That is, toss the season in the bin already. And there are four teams in the Forget About It tier from USA Today. The Carolina Panthers, the New England Patriots, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Miami Dolphins. So USA Today, their bottom four teams in their power rankings, which they are already titling Forget About It, just four games into the season. This is an unbelievable turn to me for what we expected from the Dolphins heading into the season versus what we've been watching. But they already have the Dolphins in the Forget About It category. Panthers, I understand. The Patriots, I understand. The Jaguars, I understand. Jaguars are another one that probably is a surprise that they're in the Forget About It category, because you'd have thought that they'd be a playoff team. And they've got the Dolphins. And this is what they write. They write, the Jaguars may be the only winless team left, but at least they were competitive and almost stole a win against a strong Texan squad. Maybe things will change when Tua Tagovailoa returns. But for now, the Dolphins are as bad as it gets in the NFL. So USA Today pretty much has the Dolphins as the NFL's biggest dumpster fire. Now, again, I've got rose-colored glasses when it comes to Sunday's game, but it is hard to argue just based on what expectations were for the Dolphins and what the reality is after four games. Are they the league's biggest dumpster fire right now?
From expectations to now, yes.
Yeah.
Because
the Jaguars have an argument there, but I think the Dolphins are a bigger dumpster fire.
Yeah, but it's what they sold us. It's the, if you even look at the, it's the top, it's the 70-point game last year. It's the McDaniels offense. It's the Tua leading the league in so many categories. It's the, okay, now we've turned it around. Oh, now y'all have Jalen Ramsey. Oh, now y'all bringing more talent. Like, you're locking people in. You lock Tua in. Oh, this is what good teams look like. And then you start averaging 12 points a game. One of the worst in the league. It's a total swing of what we thought. We thought the AFC East, we were saying, hey, the Bills fell off. We got it now. I don't know where the Dolphins sit. It's funny to say, after Sunday's game, the Dolphins could be the worst team in the AFC East. We would never have thought that heading into the season. So, yes, I wouldn't say the biggest dumpster fire, but the fastest growing fire in the NFL is the Dolphins going from they might be able to compete in the AFC to go to the Super Bowl to they're getting beat by like 20 points by the Titans. It's saddening. I get calls all the time. Damn, bro, what's going on? I say, man, listen, if I knew what was going on, I'd call Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel and tell them it's the structure of this is off base. You shouldn't, Hawk, you've said it a number of times. You shouldn't fall off like this when your starting quarterback gets hurt. You shouldn't go from a 10 to a 2 offensively with one guy going down, and they did. And that's on Mike McDaniel, and that's on Chris Greer for having Skylar Thompson as the backup that's going to continue this out. No matter what happens to Tua, knowing we have his injury concerns, Skylar got it. 3 years now we said that. Skylar got it. Skylar got it. We played with Mike White, and then, oh, no, Skylar got it again. We go with Skylar. We saw what Skylar can do. Skylar doesn't have it. That's
Tyler Huntley, over-under on rushing Sunday, is 34.5.
Over, if we win, Hawk, your rose-colored glasses, it has to be an over for us to win.
The only thing I hesitate, though, with Mostert being back, and Mostert has said, I expect to play Sunday, man, because we've ridden the Dolphins quarterback over, and I believe we've cashed almost every week, if not every week, and it was over 33.5 last week for Huntley, and he hit the over. Now it's 34.5, but if Mostert's going to get carries, if they're able to establish a run game because Mostert is back, and then Achane can break a couple, which is what he's good at, I don't know, he may not need to scramble.
But they're going to have to roll him out. I still go over. I still go over. Please move Huntley around.
I want them to move him around, but Crowder, if I'm the Patriots, I put 4 QB spies right above the D-line. I force him to throw. I like literally pack the box. You won't beat us running. Throw the ball, Tyler Huntley. And I don't think he's capable of winning this game throwing the ball.
Solana, I don't want to give him the game plan, but push the middle. Bull rush your 2 D tackles and send pressure off the edge wide. That's it. And 4 guys can do that. You can send a 4-man rush and stop him from rolling out. Push the pocket in the middle with bull rushes and then cover 7 on the backside. That's what I would do. If I'm playing this offense, exactly what I would do. And I would tell my right safety to lean towards Tyreek. I tell my left safety to lean towards Waddle. Y'all cover these other guys here. Odell, get the nickel.
That leaves my Odell to run for miles and miles. If you guys are focusing on Huntley, Tyreek, and Jalen Waddle, give me the Odell overs. Come on, Hard Rock app. Let's see some overs.
If Odell can bink, bink, bink the third best corner on the team, Odell will have 7 catches. 65 plus yards. Like, I think he can, but if I – don't let Tyreek catch a ball, and don't let Huntley run. Let Waddle go get him 80. We're fine.
4 o'clock hour is coming up. We're going to give away no more Marley Brothers tickets in the 4 o'clock hour. But we will give away none also in the 5 o'clock hour. Yeah.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Cracker Barrel, their naming back in the day was terrible.
I actually like it.
Hawk and Crowder.